Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we were discussing the inyan of Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chorin as it relates to Aliyah LeRegel. And we saw in a flow Smitaras Hashem, and now we are going to continue onwards, again based on the Torah of Hagaon Rav Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita. So we know, as we learned in the previous shiur, and as many people know even without having heard the previous shiur, but it's a gzeirah shavah of Lala. What does Lala teach you? Lala teaches you that an Eved is pater from mitzvah shizman grama, is pater from time-bound mitzvahs, just like a woman. It says love by Eved, a love by a woman. Just like a woman is pater from mitzvah shizman grama, so too an Eved. And we discussed the shaila of if an eved is mekayim a mitzvah says shizman grama, is there a kiyum mitzvah biyado or not? Because we saw in the Gemara that an eved is pater from re'iyah because of the drasha of espenei adon Hashem, who goes to do aliyah l'regel, somebody who has an adon. That is Hashem. But if you have another adon, then you're not going to be chayv in aliyah l'regel. That pater's an eved. So it could be that if an eved, if a woman tries to be aliyah l'regel, then and she's successful at doing so she gets a mitzvah. But it could be that an eved is mufka from the cheftz to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not even talking to an eved. The mitzvah doesn't bechlal relate to an eved. We have a gzeirah shavah of la to pater from mitzvah seishes man grama. But when it comes to aliyah l'regel, which is a mitzvah seishes man grama, we have an added yalfusa to tell you that an eved is completely out. So that would be dafka by aliyah l'regel. But l'chora other mitzvah seishes man grama, just like if a woman is mekayem, she fulfills a mitzvah, counts, so to an eved. However, it would appear that even b'sha'ar mitzvahs, besides aliyah l'regel, the eved is not similar to the isha. Because an isha is different, because she is only p'tura mi-mitzvah seishes man grama, but she herself is mitzuvah al kol ha-Torah kula. She's a special p'tur for mitzvah seishes man gramas, but that doesn't mean that she's completely excluded from all the Torah. No. She is included in the Torah. She was given the Torah. Women were at Har Sinai like men were at Har Sinai. The Torah is for one for all. All for one and one for all. So the only thing is women have a special p'tur by mitzvah shizman grama. So if a woman is mekayim mitzvah shizman grama, she's mekayim is a mitzvah. But she is shaykh to the whole Torah. Mashen kein an eved, it's true that we equate an eved to an isha. La la. However, once we say that an eved isn't chayiv in mitzvah shizman gramas, so he's out. He's like every other guy. An eved is an eved kenaini. He's not fully Jewish. And therefore, why should he have a kiyum mitzvah when he's mekayim a mitzvah? So it could be that in all mitzvah shizman gramas, not only aliyah l'regel, where we have a special p'tur, but it could be that in all mitzvah shizman gramas, an eved is excluded. Why is an eved excluded? Because once we say to the eved, listen, dude, you're not shaykh to mitzvah seishesman gramas, so then he reverts back to his status as a plain old Gentile, and as a plain old Gentile, he's not. He doesn't get a kiyum mitzvah when he's mekayim a mitzvah. If you assume a Gentile doesn't get a kiyum mitzvah when he's mekayim a mitzvah, it's another interesting discussion. Agol panim, he would have the status, whatever a guy does when he does a mitzvah, that was what this guy would be doing. But he wouldn't be doing a mitzvah as a Jew, because he's a guy. So, madu efo yebi yado kiyum mitzvah, alo linyan shang mitzvot, have like a guy dalma? He's dumb like a guy. So it could be it's not only Aliyah L'Regel, it's all mitzvah shesman gramas where a goy is mufka, where a Nebuchadnezzar, excuse me, is mufka, is precluded from this mitzvah. Aval nira'a le'ochiach she'eino ken. Chor, we can prove not like this. And that's from a tesis in Gittin on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Dibur Maaskel Kisharabo, who writes that an Eved Kamo Isha makes a bracha on mitzvah esei shesman gramas. So if an Eved would have the status of a goy, then malo lebrachas hasher kiddushanu b'mitzvayse b'tzivanu. He's a shaychus. What shaychus does he have? Does that sort of nisuach to such a terminology? So therefore, from the fact that he says a bracha like an isha, it must be he's on the same level as an isha. The Ran in Sukkah also writes like Tosfos, and therefore, even the Eved like the isha. Yesh lo kiyum din af mitzvah sasei shezman grama. An Eved, like an Isha, has a kiyum even in time-bound mitzvahs. And therefore he can make a paracha. And we have to say that included in the hekesh of la me'isha is included even this. Not only that he's mechuyev in mitzvahs, that a woman is mechuyev in. But even that he has a kiyum ha-mitzvah when a woman, when in mitzvahs that he's pater from. Just like a woman when she's p'turim in ha-mitzvah. If she does the mitzvah, she still gets a mitzvah. So to the Eved. So an Eved is equated to a woman. In non-time bound mitzvahs, what is an Eved? An Eved is like an Isha, Chayev. Time bound mitzvahs, like an Isha Pater, but if he does the mitzvah, Kiyum mitzvah biyado. How super geschmack, terrific. However, they bring in the name of the Rugged Shaver, who makes a chiluk between an androgynous and a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin that we've been discussing in previous shiurim. And we saw that a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin is not motzi himself in tkiyas shofar, whereas an androgynous is. Why? Because the chatzi eved side is mufka meha mitzvahs dumya desha'ar goyim, whereas an androgynous, be'emes, even if he's pater like an isha, but an isha is not mufkas, an isha has a kiyum mitzvah biyada. So you see that the Rugged Shaver is learning that when it comes to a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, the chatzi eved side is mufka me'a mitzvah dumi d'shar goyim. We wanted to say that he's like a woman when it comes to Shaar Mitzvahs. Rugged Shaver wants to say no, it's completely not in the parsha. And androgynous is. An androgynous might be pater like an Isha, but an Isha is not mufkas. She has a kiyum mitzvah, and therefore an androgynous can be motzi himself. However, and that's the Rugged Shaver, and we love the Rugged Shaver, Baruch Hashem. We've had many Rugged Shaver Shi'urim, we hope to have many more. God should give us life. But it would seem that from Tosis, we have a raya that an Eved is like an Isha, insofar as that he, since he makes a bracha, we see that he has the status of an Isha. An Akum has no shaychus to Vitzivanu. Beautiful. Now, in the Parish of Mishnayis to the Rambam, on the Mishnah in Chagiga, it says, V'omar, I'm quoting from the Rambam, V'omar es p'nei Adon Hashem, Misha ein lo ela Adon Echad, Yotza Eved, U'lefichach ha'avodim p'turim. It says to see the face of your master God, somebody who has only one master. Excluded from this is an Eved who has two masters. And therefore, avadim are pater. Avadim are patur because they have other masters. Pashtus hadvarim, that this is a yalfusan avadim gemurim, that complete avadim are patur from the from aliyah l'regel. Why are complete avadim p'turim from aliyah l'regel? Because they have another master. Rashi, Erchin, Beis Amit Beis, Dibor Maschel Akol Chayavim. Lasuye, when it says in Daf Beis Amit Beis Akol Chayavim, etc. Lasuye Mishe Chetzio Eved Chetzio Ben Chorin. Aval Eved Gamor, Pater, Tichsivas Pnei Adon Hashem, Mishe Enlo Elohu. So it says that a complete Eved is Pater. Why is a complete Eved Pater? Because it says, "Es Pnei Adon Hashem Yishein Lo Elohu." So Rashi also brings us a half and half. Achayav and Aliyah L'Regel, the Gemara there says. But if you're a complete Eved, you're Pater. And what's the Makor Lefi Rashi? Es Pnei Adon Hashem. And it's Mefurish like this in the Yerushalmi and Chagiga Aleph Aleph, that they bring this Yalfusa, this Limud, to Pater Avadim. So we have Chutam Mishul Shlomir Nasek. We have the Yerushalmi, Rashi, and the Rambam. B'chol ze pele. Excuse me. Why do I need to come on to Es Pnei Adon Hashem? To Pater Chetzi Chetzi. To Pater, excuse me, in Eved Gamor. What about Lala? We have Lala that would pater an Eved Gamor. So why do I have to come on to Es Pnei Adon Hashem? So based on what we said, Ein Achinami, after we learn from Es Pnei Adon Hashem that even a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chorin is pater min Ariyah, then even Avadim Gemurim are no less than a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. So this is what we discussed in a previous shir. So when you have this Yalfusa of Es Pnei Adon Hashem, from which we learn that a half-half is Pater Min Ariyah, so then that would mean that if a half-half is Pater Min Ariyah because he has another Adon, certainly and certainly a complete Eved will be Pater Min Ariyah, because he certainly has another Adon. If a guy only has a half and a one day, every other day is an Adon, is considered having another Adon. Somebody who always has an Adon is considered having another Adon. So we can now use the Yalfus of Es Pnei Adon Hashem. And the Nafkamina would be if an Eved has a Kiyum Din of Re'iyah. If we would learn Avadim from Lala Me'isha, so just like a woman has a Kiyum Mitzvah when she does a Aliyah L'Regel Kishar Nashim, even though they're Pturos, nevertheless, if they're Mekayim, they get a Mitzvah and they make a Bracha. So too the same would apply, that even Avadim would get a Kiyum Mitzvah because Avadim make a Bracha, so they also have a Kiyum Mitzvah B'yadam, Ashein Kein. After Avadim are included in the Alfusa, both half and half and complete Avadim are included in the Alfusa, Aves Pnei Adon Hashem Halo Mimela Pashutu, so automatically it is Pashut that they are mufkaim legamre mimitzvah re'iyah. They are completely precluded from fulfilling the mitzvah of re'iyah. And if they try to do it, they go up, they do aliyah l'regel, they don't get a kiyum mitzvah. Sorry. That's what the limud is now. Once you go from Es Pnei Adon Hashem, they're mufkaim legamre. And now let's take this a step further. In Chagiga Daf Daled Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks, why we need a pasuk of Zuchurcha Lahotzi Es Anashim? The pasuk says that who does Aliyah L'Regel? Men. And where does that come to include? this exclude women. So we ask there, it's a mitzvah man grama. Why do we need to come on to Zuchor Chalahotzi Anashim, to time bound mitzvah? The answer is Salkadaitach, I might think that we should learn Re'iyah from Hakel, and women are going to be chayavs like the chayav in Hakel, they're also chayavos in Aliyah LaRegel. Therefore, we need a Yalfusa Miuchedes, we need a special Yalfusa Lehotzi Atanashim. Beautiful. So just to dispel that notion that they're going to be chayavos al tzriya riya, you need yalfusa lehotzias hanashim from the pasuk of zechurcha. V'yesh la'ayin. So now we can present the following dilemma. After the yalfusa, how do you learn the p'tur nashim? Do you learn the p'tur nashim that it's b'teres hafka? Are women completely precluded from this mitzvah? Now that we have this limud of zechurcha, does that mean women have no kiyum at all? Or no? It's not that they're mufkos legamre. It's a p'tur like other mitzvahs man grama. If they get it, they fulfill it. They are fulfilling a mitzvah. So if we say that Zechorcha is Afka Gemura, so it should then be that even if a woman does Re'iyah B'Karban Bazara, she hasn't done anything. That her Re'iyah is not a Re'iyah. And her Karban is not a Karban. It's not considered an Olas Re'iyah. And if that's true, why does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, what do we need this limud of Zechorcha lehotzias hanashim? Typically, that a mitzvah is man grama. So I have a beautiful teretz for you. You know why we need this limud? To tell you that her re'iyah is b'chal not a re'iyah. You can't say typically that it's like, just say it's like a regular mitzvah is man grama, women are p'turas. Because women are p'turas for mitzvah is man grama, but if they do it, they fulfill a mitzvah. Here the Zechorcha is coming to tell you that it's not even a kiyum mitzvah, and the carbon's not a carbon, the riyah's not a riyah, it's garnished. But the Gemara doesn't say that. So in fact, the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara is assuming that the woman's still on the same level as a regular mitzvah shel man grama, that if she does it, she fulfills a mitzvah. So it would appear that mineu bei, mimenu bo, would appear that even after the alfus of zechurcha, women are not mufkos min a mitzvah. Otherwise, the Gemara would have said. Mar would have said, you know why we have a special limit of Zechorcha? To be mafkei the women from the mitzvah. The fact that it doesn't say that, it must be that even after Zechorcha, women are not mufkos from the mitzvah. There would be another nafkamin as well, as far as avadim is concerned, are concerned. Because we said that avadim from Tosfos, that avadim are equated to women, that if avadim do the mitzvah, then they're mekayim a mitzvah, even linyan bracha. So if the p'tor of a woman was only mitzvah mitzvah shizman grama, so if the eved was mekayim riyah bazara, and then he was freed, so it would appear pashut that if he comes back to the azara, it's not going to be a biyarei kanis. Even if he doesn't bring another carbon. Because he was already mekayim the mitzvah b'yoso eved. Mashenken, if we say that the woman is mufkas me'a mitzvah because of zechurcha, if the eved comes to the azara, then since an eved is like an isha, so he has to come back with a carbon. If he came the first time with a carbon and then he was freed, he has to come the second time with a carbon because coming as an eved was nothing. Doesn't count. But again, the Gemara doesn't bring neither nafkamina legabi the isha, nor the nafkamina legabi the eved. So it must be the Gemara's holding that a woman retains the same status of Kiyum Mitzvah Shizman Grama when it comes to Aliyah L'Regel as she does when it comes to other mitzvahs. And therefore the Gemara says, you know why we had to have this limit of Zechorcha? Because you might have thought to learn Riyah from Hakel and to Pater Nashim, to be Mechayiv Nashim, so Kamash Malan, as a chorcha, that women are nevertheless pater, but not that they're mufkos min a mitzvah, and therefore, if they do this mitzvah, they're still mekayamos a mitzvah, as is an eved could save a tzivano, and when an eved brings his carbon, he, as an eved, he comes again, he doesn't have to bring another carbon, v'chulei v'chulei. But dvarim hayu nifloim me'od, and mirtz Hashem, God should just give us life, and we have so much more to say, and mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha l'lmod u'lamed, l'shmor v'la'asos u'lakayem es kol divrei samot arasa v'yahavo, amen v'yamen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.